Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today, I am here to tell you all about NinjaCon 2025. That's right, folks. I got to go to a ninja convention, and I bet you didn't get to go. Ha ha! If you're dropping in for the very first time, you have to know this very important thing, that here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. And normally that 30 minutes or less stipulation doesn't bother me too much when the movies I typically review are about 90 minutes long. I have to talk about three whole days of my life in 30 minutes, so here's hoping for the best as we get into NinjaCon 2025. My local YMCA is a part of a network of YMCAs, and they are all affiliate gyms with Ninja Zone. Ninja Zone is a program that was originally developed as a way to reintroduce gymnastics to boys in a way that would appeal to the stereotypical boy, elementary age boy. At some point in history, gymnastics kind of became this gendered sport where it's very much all about the girls. You know, I've been working in a gym environment for a couple years now, and I can tell you for a fact that it is primarily girls who do gymnastics and tumbling. And even before I worked at a gym, I watched the Olympics, and women's gymnastics has always gotten far much more attention than men's gymnastics. So Ninja Zone was an attempt to reintroduce gymnastics to boys by creating a curriculum that would teach them what is called the four worlds. That's what they call it. And it is composed of gymnastics, tricking, parkour, and warrior. Gymnastics are things like somersaults, back rolls, cartwheels. Tricking is all of your favorite trick kicks that you see in martial art movies, from wushu butterfly kicks to cheap 540s and all the other ridiculous spinning kicks that look cool and could definitely knock somebody out. But honestly, are you actually going to do that in a real life or death situation? No, you're not. But they still look really cool, so we're going to teach that. Parkour is getting over objects in really fancy ways. And warrior is climbing. All of those climbing obstacles that you see in American Ninja Warrior. Yeah, that's warrior. All the monkey bars and things like that. So they combine the skills from these four things into the four worlds and have built a curriculum breaking it up into five different levels: white ninja, yellow, green, blue, and purple. And of course, all of us who have watched Power Rangers know that white and green should actually be like the top ones. Also, where's red? Why is red not in this lineup? Anyway, so I am a ninja coach with my local YMCA. And every year, Ninja Zone, at their home gym location, puts on NinjaCon. And wouldn't you know, that gym is located in a suburb of Indianapolis. And we live 2.5 hours from said location. So it just so happened to work out this year that I was able to represent my Y location and go with all these other, like, directors, like the people who make decisions, the important people. I was the only coach who was able to attend this year alongside some other really awesome directors that I got to spend the weekend with. Got down there on Friday after late afternoon, left Sunday afternoon to come home, and it was an interesting experience. I would say it was one part professional development and one part summer camp. So on the professional development side of things, there was a lot of training that took place. We got there, like I said, Friday late afternoon. I took two courses to get two new certifications because I'm a nerd and, you know, want to do my job well too. So that was Friday. Saturday was this all day, like 9 to 5, breakouts and workshops, learning how to do new tricks, drills for teaching new tricks, how to safely spot students while they're doing tricks, how to give like impactful conversations on the core values of ninja. There's kind of this, they call it the ninja creed, but if you're like a confessing Christian, it is totally not that kind of a creed. But it's like this series of things that students pledge to. So how to like teach those well. And it was just, like I said, nonstop, 9 to 5. These workshops were like 30-minute intervals. And you had like a little break in between each one to transition to different parts of the gym for the next one. Like it was information overload on Saturday. And by Sunday, when my social battery was gone, we even had a special breakout that was added, just like an exclusive one for YMCAs and other nonprofit gyms, because one thing that we are all learning together as Ninja Zone continues to expand and are adding more Ys and other nonprofit gyms as affiliate locations, one thing that we're all learning is that the common issues that we are all experiencing are not the common issues that the independent for-profit gyms are experiencing, and vice versa. And so especially Saturday kind of unfolded, they decided, you know what, we're going to add this one, just kind of like an area where you guys can get together, talk about your problems. The person who was like navigating the discussion was an individual who has worked for YMCAs before and continues to kind of help them as they get onboarded with the Ninja Zone curriculum. So it was a lot. It was a lot of information, a lot of learning. I was baffled by, I'm 31, y'all. I was baffled by these younger guys and gals who were just like 9 to 5 nonstop tricking and flipping and just like constantly bouncing on trampolines and just, oh my gosh, like my body hurts just thinking about trying to be that active. It wasn't that long ago that I could do that. You know, I can remember like I used to love youth group lock-ins and like being up all night and running around, and like you were shot the next day, but all you had to do was take one good nap and you felt better. And like anymore, it's like, no, one good nap is not going to solve all of my problems. It'll help, but like my ankle is still, it's like been a month now since NinjaCon, and my ankle is still a little tender. I learned how to do my cheap 540 kick while I was there, and I must have like strained my ankle a little bit, like just underneath my ankle bone, and it's just a little tender still. By the way, like I said, I learned how to do my cheat 540, which, if you will recall, that was one of my challenges for going over on one of the episodes over the 30 minutes or less stipulation, that I had to learn a new trick kick. So there you go. I can do a big fancy kick that involves spinning around 1.5 times. And you can see the evidence for it on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party. Subscribe, follow the show over there if you haven't yet already. So yeah, it was like this all day. It was like I said, it was like this one part big information overload, like professional development, becoming a better coach. And I'm thankful for it, honestly. Like I think I have come back renewed and rejuvenated. I regenerated like Wolverine. I'm renewed and rejuvenated as a coach, kind of coming. It's just one of those things, like you get away for a little bit, you know, 2.5 hours is just far enough away to feel like you went on a weekend trip, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like you get away from the hustle and bustle and the grind of life. You're poured into, which is nice, especially given the fact that like a lot of this job has been me, as my work experience usually is, me figuring it out as I go and trying things out. And this was a lot of like, oh, so this is actual best practices. This is how other people are doing it. And, you know, just trying to make things mesh and trying new things. You know, that's kind of what the next month after NinjaCon was for me, of just trying some new things out with my students and just seeing how they react to it. And if it's, you know, more than just a did you like it, but is it actually making like a positive impact in their training? So it was good. Like I think it was a beneficial learning experience. But like I also said, it was kind of like one part summer camp as well. So it wasn't necessarily like literally 9 to 5 just breakouts. After an hour and a half, there would be a break where there would be this like wacky game that everybody had to play. So like there was everybody is it tag, where you can tag anybody at any time and they're eliminated from the game. Things like that, just like, again, almost like youth group games, you know, just like, and it was fun. I participated in some of them when my old body would allow me to, or if I was interested in it. Or then there was like, on Sunday, I even sent a text to Clara at this part. There on Sunday after this like morning breakout session, and I'm like shutting down internally because my social battery is gone by this point. There was like an award ceremony kind of thing for like, you've been partnered with us for 5 years, for 10 years, or that kind of a thing. But before they did that, they opened up the floor for anybody who wanted to come up and talk about how the weekend had made an impact on them. And I sent a text to Claire and I was like, it is seriously testimony time at NinjaCon right now. It was like, if you know, you know. If you went to a Christian summer camp, though there was not a bonfire that we were all sitting around, it was basically the end of the week. Hey, everybody, how was the week? Let's talk about, let's decompress a little bit. Like, how has this week made an impact on you? What are you going to take from here to make an impact on your community when you get home? You know, it's just like, you know, throw Jesus in there, and it's basically the same thing. Like, I was like, what is going on? Granted, I will admit, my old self is like an outlier. There was even older coaches, I will say that. But the majority of Ninja Zone coaches seem to be like late teens, early 20s. So all of that, like, all of that kind of stuff is still like within their wheelhouse. You know, like it makes sense that they peppered some of that stuff in. And yeah, like it was fun. There were times where it was fun. Every year there's like a theme. So the gym is decorated according to that theme. And on Saturday night after the all day training sessions, there's a party. It kind of becomes like a end of the year. Hey, you've been coaching hard. Let's all have a party and celebrate. So there was that on Saturday night. And it was rodeo themed. So there was like a mechanical bull and line dancing. And no, I did not ride the mechanical bull. Yes, I did do some of the line dancing. They played Cotton Eye Joe and Church Clap. No, there are no videos of me doing that. Ha ha. But rodeo was not really my vibe. I was kind of bummed that that was going to be the theme. I posted a picture on Instagram of my fit for the party, and I looked less like a country boy and more like a generic 90s comic book goon that an over-muscular Rob Liefeld superhero would come just kick the snot out of. You can picture it. It's exactly what you're thinking. So like I said, it was like one part professional development and like one part like summer camp. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. It was like one part summer camp, and it was fun. It was helpful. It was fun. And yes, I am beating around the bush to talk about the big thing that was on Friday night after the two classes and dinner, grown-up ninja games. So there are competitions that the gyms hold for the students called Ninja Games, but there is only at NinjaCon, at least right now, there is only one event a year where the coaches get to compete against each other. and I competed in the second division of five. And it was, well, how about this? How about if I explain how it works first? Because though I did bring up American Ninja Warrior earlier, and that's kind of helpful, there are some pretty big differences. So how Ninja Games worked is that there is a starting point and an ending point. And as opposed to American Ninja Warrior, where there's this linear, almost like side-scroller kind of approach to you start here, you end here, and you follow this direct path to get to that point. How Ninja Games works with Ninja Zone is that you have start and you have finish, and you have 44 seconds to get from A to B and navigate the set of obstacles around this clearly defined area to get to the ending. So you don't necessarily have this like straightforward side scroller to get from one to the other. It's almost more, I guess I'll just keep using video game references. It's almost more like a platformer or like a small open world game where you can create the path for yourself to get from start to finish by navigating these different obstacles that they have built, but you don't have to do it a specific way or the exact same way everyone else did. And so that's like one of the big differences. Another big difference is that this isn't like, you know, a lot of American Ninja Warrior is like a timed competition. How long did it take you? Did you finish faster than the other person? Whereas with this, each level has the skills that you learn at each level are worth so many points. Level 1 is 10 to 15, then 20 to 25, 30 to 35, 40 to 45, and then the fifth level, the purple ninjas, their skills are worth 50 to 55 points. And so when you do a technique, you can get either the full amount for doing the technique correctly, or you get half the amount of points rounded to the nearest whole number. No decimals, no fractions. Rounded to the nearest whole number. If you attempted a technique but didn't necessarily complete it in a clean fashion. You're always scoring points. The only way to actually lose points is that if you don't finish the wall, if you don't finish the course on time, then you lose 50 points. When you're at my level and where every little point matters, 50 points is a lot. You have to finish on time. But honestly, when you're at those higher levels, like the purple ninjas, seriously, some of them didn't even finish. Like they just went out there and was just tricking constantly, just doing a lot of obstacles or doing tumbling passes and just racking up points. And if they didn't finish, that's just minus one skill that they did. Whereas if I took a 50-point hit, which I did not, your boy finished on time. If I took a 50-point hit on my score, that would have been major. That would have done major damage to my overall score. Along with that, you can also get bonuses. There's flow bonus, which is 5 points. That's when you connect skills together rather than you do a roundhouse kick, pause, hook kick. That's only 20 points. But if you do roundhouse hook together, that becomes 25 points. You get a 5-point bonus. There's also execution. I explain it to my students more as creativity. It's another 5-point bonus where if you do a skill and it is crispy, like it is pretty, or if you find a unique way to do a skill, you can get 5 bonus points. It's very subjective. It really comes down to how does the judge react to the thing that you did. And so, as I have talked about here, I got to watch my time. I'm getting up to about 10 minutes left. As I've talked about here on the show before, I have a hard time competing. And the more time I've spent over this past year, like reflecting upon that, a lot of it comes back to I have a fear of failing in front of people. Failure is like a natural part of life and is part of been a part of my growth over the years, but the idea of failing in front of people and like being proven to be a fraud or something like that is still a big fear of mine. And so When I found out I was going to go and that I could compete at Ninja Games, and even like day of when I went to register, get my name on the ticket, like I was scared and I was dealing with some imposter syndrome. The mentality that I had in training and then like when it was time to do the thing, take my turn, the thing that I kept in mind to calm myself down that actually worked, I was not nervous when it was my time to compete. The thing that kept in mind is that I did not have a winning strategy. I did not go out there to win. Sorry, that was not my goal. My goal was to go out there and put on the best performance I could. That was my goal. My goal was to go out there and just truly and honestly just do my best. Just do what I can and see what happens. Because I've never done a competition like this, and it's been a very long time since my last martial art tournament. And so I just needed to go out there and just see, how do I stack up against everyone else? How do I do? So how did I do? Well, if you haven't seen the video or any of the pictures that are on Instagram, if you want to see my run, I have a video posted on Instagram that you can check out. But I'm mostly happy to report that your boy came in fourth place in his division. I am fairly happy with the fact that having never done this before and without going into it with like this crazy, I am going to crush the competition mentality, that with just kind of at my standards, having my standards at I'm just going to do the best I can, coming in fourth is a pretty good, I'm pretty happy with that, mostly. You see, I came in fourth place with 225 points. The person in third place had 230. So that part stings. Because as I have explained with the point scoring system, if you kept up with that, basically I just had to do one more skill and I would have taken third place. And honestly, as I go back and think through my run and also... as I think through the run and rewatch the video as well, there are three instances where if I would have done something different, not only would I have gotten third place, I'm pretty sure I could have gotten second place even. There was no way I was going to win though. I think if I would have made three key changes, one of them including, if you saw the video, the botched move I did, there's a part where I'm trying to go over an obstacle, and in my brain, I thought round off the block, which I can do. I do it all the time at work. But for some reason, my body said front handspring, and this is a true fact. I cannot do a front handspring, and so I did land pretty hard, but I got back up and got the audience back into it immediately with my killer straddle. I got a killer straddle, y'all. So good, I'm working on learning the JCVD helicopter kick. Anyway, where was I? So if I, including, you know, changing that and then two other moments, I probably could have taken second place. I would have gotten third for sure. I probably could have gotten second place. I was not going to get first place. The guy who won, great guy. He was right in front of me in line, and his gym does ninja. He works at like a for-profit independent gym. They do have ninja, but they sent him as well. He's not a ninja coach. He teaches circus performing arts at this gym as well. And he was a really fun guy. I have no ill will towards the guy who won, but he was very talented. So talented, he probably should have competed in the next level up, the third level. But again, I can't be mad at the guy. He was super nice and really fun to hang out with at the convention. So yes, overall, I am very happy with my, I'm very happy with my time there. I'm very happy with my run. For the most part, there is a little bit of like, man, Maxwell Smart missed it by that much, man. Like, so that part kind of stings, but I will not know until late summer, early fall of next year if I'm going to NinjaCon 2026. I hope I do. I think it was worth the time, and I hope I get to go again because I want to compete again. And next year's strategy, if I get to go, is, okay, now I have a benchmark. I have a PR. I know how many points I scored that very first game. So let's go for 230. Like, let's go for 235. You know, we'll see. I haven't done this yet because things have just been busy. We're in the holidays now. But I've even thought about, like, how do you find other parkour competitions? Could I maybe get some compete at someone else's thing and see how I do? Or, you know, whatever the case may be. This has actually sparked a little bit of, like, maybe not competitiveness, but being willing to at least take on the challenge of, like, how do I do against this group? So we'll see. We'll see if I get to go back. I hope I get to go back. Like I said, it's good to have a little bit of, like, a challenge in front of me. It was good to be professionally trained. And honestly, one of my favorite parts of the whole weekend, and then I got to wrap this up, is the fact that there was like 175 to 200 people at this convention, which is why my social battery was just shot by the end of the weekend. But it's like, it was just big enough that it was easy to meet new people, strike up conversations, get to know circus performers and other really interesting, super chill people. But it was also small enough that it was easy to then find those people again later on and pick the conversation back up and get to know them in other ways. Like, it was like a good size group of people. So, but yeah, that was NinjaCon 2025. I hope I have made you all proud with my performance at Grown Up Ninja Games. Here's hoping for 2026. We'll see maybe how I do then if I get to go. But I have to stop talking. So thank you all for listening to today's episode. Please rate and review the episode wherever you get your podcasts. And pass this episode along to a friend. Check out the other great shows here on the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network, like Systematic Geekology, Why I Don't Like, and my sister show, My Seminary Life, where I talk about all things faith and other religious things. I'm like, my mind went blank for a second on my other show. Check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, a place for faith and pop culture. And follow the show on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza, PRTY, where you get a early review of the movies before the episode comes out. We're going to keep the ninja vibes going a little bit more here over the next week or so. But until then, this is Brandon signing off. This has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I've delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.